the migrant talks. Now, we're going to cut this a couple different ways. First, let me give you updates on what the Biden administration did when they met with Mexico yesterday, right? They did meet with Mexico yesterday. And this is what happened as a result, while we see a huge caravan that we've never seen before on their way into the United States of America in order to make sure that they get their people jobs and they get us free. Get us free.
Let's begin this morning with some new steps to address the growing crisis at the southern border, where the flow of asylum seekers shows little signs of slowing down. And officials expect thousands more soon as a new caravan.
Look at all of those people. Wait. Amber Rose, I just got an alert on my phone that said Amber Rose and Chris Rock were spotted together during the holidays. Say it ain't so. Not like this. Let's continue.
Heads north, hoping to reach the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexico's president yesterday. Christina Ruffini has more from Washington. Christina, good morning. Let me ask you, are there any signs of progress?
Good morning, Vlad. Well, following the meeting, a senior administration official said progress is being made, but that this isn't a problem the U.S. and Mexico can solve on their own, and that most of this meeting focused on work the two can do in the region together.
Migrant crossings are multiplying at the southern border, reaching record levels. How to address it was why the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security traveled to Mexico Wednesday for more than 2 hours of talks with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The Biden administration wants Mexico to do more to stop migrants before they get to the U.S., and Mexico wants the U.S. to help address root causes, including poverty and violence in Latin American nations.
So let me get this straight. They basically holding us for ransom and saying that we supposed to pay for and help them solve for the poverty in their own nations. And we begging them to make sure that they do more to not let their people come over here in return. What kind of deal is that? What kind of deal is one-sided? So heads, I lose. Tails, I lose. Heads, I lose. Tails, you win. That's basically what Mexico is. Who's negotiating these deals? And why do we have to try? Look. Come on, y'all. Why do we even have to spend tax dollars flying y'all over? Because you know we got to get Secret Service. They got to fly over entire choppers and planes and large devices in order to get the motorcades over there and super secret service and private planes. Man, they probably spent $3 million, $4 or $5 million a day planning, advertising, and then getting this whole thing set up in order to ensure the safety of whoever his administration officials was over there talking to Mexico. Now, y'all could have solved that on a Zoom call, if you know what I mean. You could have did that over. You ain't even got to do Zoom. You ain't even got to do a video conference. You could have did that over the phone. You could have did a conference call. We do a standing stand-up meeting every single morning for corporate America. I haven't been into the office but two times over the past 2 years. We have built entire applications. We have solved for security problems, the whole thing. You could have solved this in a phone call, but they got, you know what they did for you? You want to know what they did for y'all? They did the dog and pony show. Look at it. We're meeting with Mexico. We're having these strong and urging meetings in order to urge them to do more to stop the stem of flow of migrants coming into the and getting to the U.S. border. And they put all of the nice graphics up on the screen in order to show y'all that they did the great dog and pony show.
If Mexico cut off cooperation tomorrow, we'd be in deep trouble in the United States.
John Sandweg is the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs.
And I think the U.S. is pitching that this is a regional problem, not just a United States problem, that we need to work together on this and that there are investments that we're prepared to make either in Mexico and in Latin America to help solve this crisis.
But more may need to be done as a new caravan of an estimated 8,000 men, women, and children are heading north through Mexico to the U.S.
8,000 men, women, and children are on their way. And if you look over on the left-hand side, right above the CBS Mornings, to the person that has the white sweater on, you will see that they are walking around similar to the how they train women to carry the baskets long distances over in Africa. When it had to go, when it had to go and get water and fruit, and they had to pick different things and carry things for long distances, they have learned how to carry their things on the top of their heads in order to get to their long-term destination, which is your city. Because once they get here, they're going to go plane, train, automobile, and they're going over to New York, they're going to Denver, and they're going to Chicago. Those are their top three destinations. So if you live in any one of those cities, congratulations. Biden got a present for you.
U.S.
We want help, says his mother from Venezuela, and an education for our children.
How you go? Hold on. Wait. Excuse me, ma'am. How you going to demand something from us and you not even from here? They said we won't help and we want an education for our children. When did we become this weak? When did we become so weak to where we're taking demands from? And here's the interesting part about it. We're going to acquiesce. We're going to give it to them. They not only demanding it, they getting it. They getting education, health care, food, clothing, EBT, social services, and they're going to get a job in a long term. And that's a fact, though. We demand a better life. And we want education for our children. Jesus, not in my lifetime. You know, I think one of the worst presidents of all time was the second Bush. Because I don't agree with anything that led us to war, including how we address 9/11 and all of the money that was spent and all of the troops' lives that were lost and the excuses that we made to go over and extract oil in other countries and things like that. I got my own set of conspiracy theories / research that I've done that I won't share online because I know that it's sensitive information. However, the one thing that you will say about Bush the second is A, he didn't negotiate with terrorists, and B, he didn't give a F what the American people thought or what anybody else thought around the world. He was going to go and get that oil. It was no negotiating with the second Bush. He said, I'm staying in office. I know y'all want to get me up out of office. I know Al Gore want to come over here and try to run against me. But let me tell you something. I'm going to create something that demands or requires you to vote me back in office because you don't want to change in the middle of a war. And the one thing that we're going to do, and two things is for certain, is we going over there and we're going to go and get that. We're going to sacrifice everybody's life. We're going to do what we got to do. We're going to make it uncomfortable for everybody out here in these streets. And we're going to hand over a country that is in absolute turmoil. But the one thing that's for sure and two things is for certain, we don't negotiate with terrorists. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Real talk.
We want help, says his mother from Venezuela, and an education for our children. And while border communities are bearing the brunt, the impact of the immigration influx is straining resources across the country.
We expect the surge to intensify in the coming days.
New York has received about 100,000 migrants in the last year, many of them bused there by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. And yesterday, New York City Mayor Eric Adams joined fellow Democratic mayors from Chicago and Denver to ask Washington for help.
Don't worry, I'm gonna hold off on that part. Because I got a whole segment dedicated to this part. All right, I'll get there. But in the meantime, let me give you an up-to-date look of what's going on with this 8,000-plus person caravan that's headed to your city.
The Biden administration is closing out 2023 in much the same way it began, with headlines about a migrant crisis on the U.S. southern border. Border Patrol agents encountering a record number of people entering the country, a caravan heading toward the border, and American cities struggling to keep up with asylum seekers. As Stephanie Tsai reports, it's with that backdrop that President Biden dispatched three top advisors to Mexico in search of solutions.
Secretary of State Antony
Blinken. Look at him getting off the plane, waving. Hey, guys, they got the press there. They want to make sure that you guys are all ready in order to get your photo ops. They're going to have people in a line in order to make sure that you shake hands and stuff like that. Coming off the presidential jet.
Arrived in Mexico City today, greeted by U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar. Blinken, along with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and other top U.S. officials, met with Mexico's president on their second visit since October to address the migrant crisis. The U.S. is asking López Obrador to make it harder for migrants to move through Mexico and to do more to stop migrants when they try to enter Mexico from Guatemala. In exchange, Mexico wants the U.S. to commit more aid to the migrants' countries of origin and ease sanctions on Venezuela and Cuba.
So send more money, give us more money, and then we'll start to maybe take into consideration how many we letting over into your country. Give us more money, and then we'll think about it. So basically, they're holding Americans for ransom.
The talks come as record numbers of people try to enter the U.S. from the southern border. At times last week, Customs and Border Protection stopped more than 10,000 people a day, adding to the more than 240,000 migrants that officials encountered in November. The numbers have stretched Border Patrol to its limits, with agents struggling to process the influx as thousands gathered in Eagle Pass, Texas in recent weeks.
So it goes without saying, it's no need in beating a dead horse here. It goes without saying that this is your America. This is the America that we're creating for our children. When I was considering having my daughter back in 2006, 2007, and she was born in 2008, I strongly considered not having a child at all. And the reason that that is because the same reason why I'm right about it today is that I knew back then, as well as knowing about it now, and even in hindsight, but I made an informed decision, that this country was going to be worse off than ever before as far as the environment and the situation that we were bringing our children into, and we were leaving this earth in a worse space, not better as an individual, maybe better, but as a collective, we're leaving it in a worse space than it ever has been before.